Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 17. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city, and behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." And the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins will burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Wilton Hilliger, Incarnate Word Lutheran Church, Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, our meditation for this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus had just returned to his city. His fame as a preacher and miracle worker had preceded him. As a result, a great number of people had gathered to see him. Many were hoping for miracles. One such person was a paralyzed man, brought by his friends on a stretcher. When Jesus saw his fate, Jesus greeted him with the word, "Son," immediately letting on that as a father, he was going to do something good for him. The sick man knew then that Jesus would heal him, for what father would let his son suffer? The paralytic man did not know at the time that he had a deeper problem, the problem of sin. The problem of sin was more harmful than the disease which had paralyzed him. The problem of sin and its consequence was and is fatal. As we know from the scriptures, the wages of sin is death. Not just earthly death, but also eternal death. But we also know that the gift of God is eternal life. So the Father gave the Son a gift, the gift of eternal life, which came through the forgiveness of sins. Jesus simply proclaimed, "Son, cheer up, your sins are forgiven." Jesus said to him, "Son, be of good cheer. Son, have confidence. Son, be assured, your sins are forgiven." There is a lesson here for us today. Even if we are burdened down with illnesses of body or spirit, even if we are paralyzed by hurts and pains of broken families, lost love, lost jobs, or financial insecurities, Jesus wants us to take heart, to be confident, to be of good cheer because our sins are forgiven. Jesus wants us to know that we are his children, the children of the Lord of the universe, the children of the Heavenly Father who loved us so much that he did not spare his own son, but gave him up on the cross so that we might obtain the gift of everlasting life. We must never mind the doubters like the scribes in the scriptures. They were completely taken aback by his proclamation of the forgiveness of sins. But Jesus was doing his work of ministering to the sick, of healing, of bringing the good news. Jesus knew the hearts of the doubters, but this was a teaching moment. It was a moment of revelation where Jesus was saying quite clearly to all who would listen that he was indeed the Lord God who can forgive sins and who can heal. Jesus confronted his doubters with the question, which is easier, to say, arise and walk, or your sins are forgiven? They couldn't answer this question. So Jesus again showed who he was by demonstrating his power. He said, son, arise, take up your mat, and walk. And the man did just that. God is not indifferent to our earthly fears or suffering, but he has a priority. As Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, everything, including healing. Today, Jesus, who calls us children of God, is saying to us that in whatever condition of brokenness we find ourselves, we should just forget it, because we have very little to worry about. Our sins are forgiven. He's saying to us, cheer up, your sins are forgiven. Be confident, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice, your name are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
We thank Pastor Wilton Hilliger for this meditation on God's Word.